For Husky Sports, I'm John Peterson here, joined with the 157-pound captain for your St. Cloud State University wrestling team, Clint Poster. Clint, last year you had a fourth-place showing at the national tournament, 35-5 in your redshirt freshman campaign, and now you're coming into this year as a redshirt sophomore, your first year as a captain. What was your mindset coming into this year, knowing that, hey, I can place in this top of the tier of Division II wrestling? What was your mindset?
My mindset basically stayed the same throughout the whole summer. Just kept working hard all summer. And like you said, just realizing that I have the talents to be on top of the nation. And worked all summer with the goal in mind that I wanted to place better than I did in my freshman year.
Now, even though you're not one of the younger guys on the team anymore, you're kind of in the middle tier of the team. You're a captain. You're a captain. You're the 157-pounder for the St. Cloud State Huskies. How have you grown into the leadership of letting those young kids know that, hey, I have been in this position before? How have you stepped in as a leader helping this team out?
I think my best leadership capabilities is I'm an example guy. Can get on guys if they really need it, but for most part, I like guys just to watch me and to do what I do, because it also drives me to work hard too, because you never know who's watching me and who's learning from my work ethic, and maybe kids are trying to outwork me or something like that. So I basically just try to come in good attitude and just work my hardest every day in practice, and hopefully my teammates can see that and also do the same.
Now, every year you've been here as a St. Cloud State Husky, your team has been NSIC champions, and you've been a part of two of those teams. Tell us a little bit about this year working up to that NSIC championship. Tell us a little bit about how you have prepared yourself and how you have prepared the team to be a three-time NSIC champions.
This is basically just same old wrestling, just coach does a really good job of keeping us focused every week, which is, I think, the toughest thing when you get to that conference dual schedule. It's just keeping a good mindset no matter who you're doing. Yeah, we perform well all season, all conference dual season, I thought. Even when we weren't at our best, we still managed to beat the teams by quite a bit margin. So that just shows even when we're not on top of our game, that we can compete very well.
Speaking about not being on top of your game, you were on top of your game in the NSIC championship against the Upper Iowa Peacocks. Walk us through that duel through your eyes on how you guys were so poised, so focused on beating the Peacocks this year.
Yeah, that was a fun duel, the last home duel, so that's always a little more motivation. But we knew they were a tough squad coming in, so we knew it wasn't going to be an easy duel, so we kept that mindset all week during the preparation for it. And then when it came time for the duel, we just showed up and kind of dominated the whole duel, which was a good way to end out our season and get us rolling for this regional tournament coming up here.
Now, speaking of this regional tournament, the dual season's over. The total team aspect, however, is not over. How do you tell your fans, or how do you just tell your team, knowing that, okay, our dual season is over, even though this is an individual tournament, how do you still keep the team aspect relevant?
Yeah, it's a good question. That plays an important part, and I'd say more than ever now at this time of season. Even though we're not following each other like in a duel match after match, we still need to be there for our teammates and being supportive and help get guys fired up, because now is when we need them to perform. And I think our team is clashing together very well right now. And we're all excited and ready to show our talents and all the hard work we put in for this season and put on display for this weekend. And just stay positive with everybody and keep things relaxed throughout the whole tournament.
Now, this is a young team. Only two seniors on this 10 going to the Super Region 3 tournament for the Huskies, the 133-pounder Andy Picorni and the 197-pounder Chris Purcell. A lot of you are experiencing, just for the second time, a region tournament. And for about four of you of this 10, it is your first region tournament. Being here before, being in this atmosphere of the region tournament, how do you tell these young kids, how do you tell these freshmen as a captain that's saying, hey, this is just another tournament, even though if you do not perform up to your best capabilities, you could be sent home?
main thing to think about that is that it's still just wrestling, even though you're in a bigger stage, and you could possibly be done after this tournament. But I don't think anyone on our team has that mindset that they're going to be done this weekend. For all the guys that are first coming in, they're no rookies, that's for sure. But we just got to keep focused and keep it simple. It's just wrestling. It's basically, if you're doing it all year, no different than wrestling around in the wrestling room. The rules are the same, everything the same, and you just can't let all that hype get to your head. You just got to keep a clear mind and trust in the abilities that you have.
Your 157-pounder and captain for the St. Cloud State University wrestling team, Clint Poster, getting ready for the Super Region 3 Championships in Edmond, Oklahoma this Friday and Saturday. Thanks for joining me, Clint, and best of luck.
Yep, thanks a lot, John.